WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Polls show crime is among the big issues on voters' minds this election season, even though statistics show crime is down. CBS's Christopher Cruz looks at that for our campaign series, Where They Stand.
The FBI says most crimes decreased last year, but 64% of likely voters name crime as a major issue.
I just hold my breath hoping that somebody that I love doesn't get hurt.
Vice President Harris.
The right to be safe is a civil right.
She wants to strengthen gun laws and hire more police officers. Former President Trump.
The law-abiding citizen is forced to live in fear and danger. Mothers can't take their kids to the park.
He also wants to increase the number of police officers and protect them from what he calls frivolous lawsuits. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The Innocence Project has taken up the case of a Texas man scheduled for execution. Now the fate of Robert Robertson could be decided by the Supreme Court. KRLD Radio's LP Phillips reports.
The court now has before it Robertson's claim that he is actually innocent, that his daughter died in 2002 from something other than shaken baby syndrome. It also has the response by the state that the courts have already gone over this, that even setting aside the possibility of shaking, the testimony at the trial established that the child died from multiple blunt force traumas.
Former One Direction star Liam Payne has died after falling off a balcony in Argentina. An investigation is underway. CBS's Nora O'Donnell has more.
It's unclear if it was an accident. His body was found on a patio. Payne had several hit singles as a solo artist. Liam Payne was just 31 years old.
Israel carried out dozens of strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon on Wednesday, killing a city mayor and toppling buildings. CBS correspondent Deborah Pata is in Beirut.
Israeli jets pounded southern Lebanon today. And despite U.S. concern over Israel's bombing campaign in Beirut, there were a series of strikes around the capital. This comes a day after Hezbollah vowed to strike deeper inside Israel.
Memorial service was held in Washington, D.C. for the late Ethel Kennedy, who died last week at 96. President Biden delivered one of the many eulogies.
She once said, for anyone to achieve something, you have to show a little courage. You're only on this earth once. You must give it all you've got. Reminded me of my mom.
Disney is raising its theme park prices once again. Their new Lightning Lane Fast Pass will cost $400 per person per day, while a regular ticket is up nearly $12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, the back end is very good. Their DBs are good, linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Jets kick off in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, especially this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well, so I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with a light southwest breeze. Temperatures near 40 as we begin Thursday morning. By the afternoon, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. On Friday, a little bit warmer by a couple of degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Currently 35 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Radcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a really great, fully packed show for you today.
All of our shows are packed.
They are pretty packed.
They're packed.
Luann Bird will be joining us at 10:33. She is running for the 61st Assembly District here in Wisconsin. Luann will be joining us at 10:33. Margie Lowe after 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If you're a senior citizen and you are kind of tired of the way it seems like, oh, I don't know, our politicians are dodging us. You ever get that feeling? Or they don't want to talk to their constituents?
Yeah. Or if you're a senior living in a senior home, maybe they don't think you should vote at all.
Margie Lowe has organized a town hall meeting for tomorrow, particularly for senior citizens who have these same concerns. Yeah. She's going to be joining us live in studio at 11:06. Dr. Laura Hanks back after a couple of weeks for public cervix announcement. And of course, we wrap up every show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's the Trash Panda edition. Courtesy of someone who tagged me on my Twitter feed. It's a good one.
Okay.
And it's a warning.
Yeah.
It's a warning.
All right.
It's a warning for all of us. Don't forget that today is the deadline to vote to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you're registered. Get registered. Make a plan to cast your ballot November 5th. You can vote early now.
Yes, you can.
If you want to get it done early, go in and do it now. Do it today.
I think early voting starts today, but in-person absentee voting starts next week.
We will double-check on that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the latest constitutional amendments that you will see on the November 5th ballot. It's funny. It's like some people don't want certain people to vote. We'll be kicking that around in about 15 minutes, so stick around for that, especially if you're a college kid. This will be a particular interest to you, or if you have college-age kids, stay tuned for that. I wanted to start off, though, after Monday night's, they're calling it dance party.
I mean, it was 40 minutes of dancing.
It was nuts. Donald Trump, Monday night, at a rally in Pennsylvania, instead of taking questions, he acted like DJ. He was DJ.
Yeah.
And he stood there for 39 minutes, swaying and bopping, according to the Washington Post. Other outlets, the Wall Street Journal, I think, called it a dance party. No, that wasn't a dance party.
And yesterday, what was the improvised pivot?
It was the improvisational departure.
Yes.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one.
He danced for 39 minutes because he didn't want to take any questions.
And sometimes he just, it's, if you know someone who is undecided,
yeah,
look at this video. Seriously.
Yeah.
Look at this video and tell me if that is the person that you want representing our great country on the world stage. Another video that I highly encourage you to check out, which will be in our show notes after the show,
mm-hmm.
is Donald Trump's appearance yesterday in Chicago.
Yeah.
The Chicago Economic Club. He's a great businessman.
Very successful.
Very, very successful businessman. He talks about it all the time. What a great, successful businessman he has been. In the course of the conversation, he also insulted auto workers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Calvin, let's play clip number one, please.
United States, and they have a little bit, but you know what they really are? Assembly, like in South Carolina. But they build everything in Germany, and then they assemble it here. They get away with murder because they say, oh, yes, we're building cars. They don't build cars. They take them out of a box and they assemble them. We could have our child do it.
Hear that? Hear that, auto workers? It's you're playing with toys, apparently.
I am a fan of Lego, as we know. Big fan. When I've put together very complex pieces. At no point have I ever said, you know what I can do now? A 5,000-pound car. Bring it on. The fact that he would make such... And I've never even heard anybody on of any stripe, right, left, middle, I mean, make that...
A claim?
Claim. That's a very brand-new claim to make. And very, very dumb.
Don't you need union workers to support you? Apparently not.
Don't you want any sort of blue-collar people to support you in the sense of, like, these are hardworking jobs. These are good jobs. These are American jobs. They're doing them in South Carolina. We do them in Kenosha. They do it in Michigan. And you're just going to denigrate them down to, like, oh, yeah, they might as well be children.
They don't do anything. It's not a hard job. No. We already know he doesn't like to pay overtime and didn't pay overtime.
No. No.
He would bring in other people so he wouldn't have to pay overtime.
No tax on overtime, people, because there will be no overtime, people.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Oh, great. Say, by the way, this is for Saturday Night Live. I hope they bring back Lawrence Welk, but instead of Lawrence Welk, it'll be Donald Trump. And start the bubble machine. Let him start directing the music. I think Saturday Night Live, just they might just be rolling over right now with the writers. I bet that's just too much fun of a job to have right now. And Jimmy Kimmel, oh, my gosh. I mean, is Trump going to just keep giving us so much? But here's reality, guys. On November 5th or whatever the exact date of polling is, let's make sure the proper authorities keep an eye on Donald and Shady Vance, because they'll probably declare victory around 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have it or not.
Oh, for sure. We talked about it, Bill, a little bit yesterday with our colleague Todd Alba. And yes, they're absolutely going to declare victory before all the votes have been counted. And they'll call for stop the count, which is what they did 4 years ago. That's not a thing. You don't just stop the count when you're ahead. No, we actually, every American's ballot actually gets counted. That's kind of the way it works.
Whether you like it or not, Donald. And, oh, go on.
And Bill, I think you're right as far as the amount of material that Donald Trump provides for comedians. But as you said, that's a very serious thing. And that's why I want people to see this. I want you to go and Google his dance party from Monday night and then look at his appearance yesterday at the Chicago Economic Forum. It was unhinged. He is not well. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. I genuinely believe that Donald Trump is not well. What about you, Bill?
Well, I absolutely, he's not well. But here's what he and Vance have to realize. If you're going to declare victory before it's over, you're going to be dealt with immediately. Immediately. So don't be embarrassed if people walk up to you and say, come with us. We're going to have to talk to you right now. America will not stand for that. And that could be his permanent demise because technically, according to the Constitution, he's illegal to run for office.
Because he's a felon.
No, it's not against the Constitution to run.
You can't be. You can be a felon and run for president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great!
Yeah, he's a felon. Was referring to the amendment that was written at the Civil War that stopped people from
halting the count,
or no, from committing insurrection.
Yeah.
From
yeah, and that didn't even really. That doesn't even really solve January 6th. But they're gonna claim victory at 8:01 on the West Coast, and this the thing for me personally is that. We have courts in place. And yes, some of those judges have been appointed by Trump, but we've seen Trump appointed judges stand up for the law and for democracy.
True.
In Georgia, we saw a major decision come down yesterday to protect and expedite the voting process. I'm not saying Kamala is going to win for sure, but what I'm saying is that, you know, the junk they pulled back in 2020 at 2:30 in the morning saying we're going to call the Supreme Court to stop the counting. They're going to do that. But we won't. They can say it all they want, but that will not happen.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you checking in. We are talking about Donald Trump yesterday appearing at the Chicago Economic Club of Chicago. He was being interviewed by the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg News. Just a liberal rag, the Bloomberg News.
Oh, my gosh. Just nothing but commie trash.
John Micklethwaite. And Donald Trump essentially believes that he should be controlling the Fed.
Yeah.
He should be the head of the Fed. Calvin, play clip number three, please.
I think that if you're a very good president with good sense, you should be able to at least talk to him. I don't say make the decision at all, but I've been a very successful businessman. I've done really good.
He bankrupted casinos, my friends. Just think about that for 1 second. Have you heard the phrase, the house always wins?
Well, when your dad walks in and buys a bunch of chips, they do.
He bankrupted casinos.
Yeah.
Which you almost have to try to lose money when you run a casino.
Yeah.
That takes some effort. And maybe he is better at money than I thought. If that was the goal, was to bankrupt 6 casinos. Incredible accomplishment. What a businessman.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back to whether or not he is well enough for this job. Calvin, play clip number two, if there's time, please.
Should Google be broken up?
I just haven't gotten over something the Justice Department did yesterday.
Wait, what?
Where Virginia cleaned up its voter rolls and got rid of thousands and thousands of bad votes.
Wasn't the question
and
about
the
Google?
Justice Department
it was.
Sued them that they should be allowed to put those bad votes and illegal votes back in and let the people vote. So I haven't gotten over that. A lot of people have seen that. They can't even believe it.
The question is about Google, President Trump.
Hmm. Yeah,
question was about Google.
Yeah.
And he spent a lot of time yesterday complaining about how mean Google is to him. Everybody's mean to him. I don't know why everyone is so mean to him.
You know what? For the rest of the show, everybody, we're just going to be nice to Donald Trump. We're going to say nice things about him. I really enjoy his ties.
They're red.
The reddest.
They're very red.
The reddest of red.
We're going to continue with a little warning for college students in particular. It seems like people don't want you to vote. What would that possibly be about? Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a Spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Someone please save us. Us college kids. What my parents told me is what I did. They said, go to school.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call or text. Join the show, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, Luann Bird will be joining us. She is running for the 61st Assembly seat. Always a pleasure to have Luann on the show. Just a reminder as well, today is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. Go to myvote.wy.gov. Make sure you're registered. That will have your ballot on it, everything you need. All that info is right there, myvote.wy.gov. As we said going into the break, college kids, seems like somebody doesn't want you to vote. So interesting. CNN is actually reporting that voter protection groups last week sent a warning about an unsolicited text that came from at least 1262 number. This text came to cell phones of people in their early 20s on University of Wisconsin campuses. It says, quote, warning, violating Wisconsin statutes 12.13 and 6.18 may result in fines up to $10,000 or 3.5 years in prison. Don't vote in a state where you're not eligible. The two state codes that this message includes are talking about laws that govern former Wisconsin residents who vote absentee and the consequence of committing election fraud. But it's the wording that has these voter protection groups concerned. They're causing a lot of the alarm among voter protection groups who say the message is threatening and warning that this could frighten away eligible young voters into not voting, trying to convince students living in Wisconsin they don't have the right to vote here. The League of Women Voters, among other groups in Wisconsin, alerted investigators and the public of the text message in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland and Wisconsin AG Josh Call, urging them to investigate. The League of Women Voters Wisconsin learned about it from some of its own staffers who are in their 20s. They're concerned about voter intimidation.
Yeah.
College students could be susceptible to the text message since students may not know where they're eligible to vote and if they can vote while living on the college campus away from home. So students who have lived in one voting area for 28 consecutive days and plan to continue staying there can vote in those places, according to the Wisconsin Election Commission, even if the student goes to his or her parents' home on weekends temporarily. They can still vote where they primarily live, like the college campus. This is according to the Wisconsin Election Commission's guide for students. We will put a link to that in our show notes. If you have a son or daughter who's a college kid, they can check this out. But the guide says once a student has established residency at a campus address, the student can vote using the campus address until the student establishes a new voting residence. This is the case even if the student is temporarily away from campus and does not know their campus address for the following year. Some people just seem to want to scare people away from casting their ballots. One has to wonder why.
Well, I mean,
wasn't it Cleta Mitchell who was one of Trump's lawyers for the big lie about the steal? Cleta Mitchell was the one who said, we got to stop these drop boxes on college campuses where kids can just roll out of bed and go vote. Yeah, we wouldn't want that.
Also, not every kid on campus is going to vote for Kamala Harris.
There's that.
Are you trying to suppress the vote of people who want to support you as well? Because I can sure as heck tell you this is not coming from any Democratic group.
They just can't take that chance, Greg.
No, they just none
they
of just, them.
They can't take that chance, so none of them should be voting.
You don't get to vote until you're 20, until you can rent a car, basically.
Yeah, they want to raise the. Well, there are some who have talked about raising the voting age to 21. This goes along, in my estimation, with the constitutional amendment that you are going to see on the ballot. They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. I believe they want this change so they can ultimately make it more difficult as to who qualifies as a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
Because again, just seems to me like one side really, really doesn't want a lot of people voting. Just the right people. They just want the right people to vote. Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, June. Thank you for that incredible information about the 28 days for students, because I think that's really, really vital important. So thank you. Back and just everybody get out the vote. If you have people that are supposedly on the fence, but when you talk to them and they're still doing the Republican talking points, go find someone else that actually is an undecided voter or is someone that's never voted before. And get them out to vote. Go to withdems.org and actually volunteer, because it does make you feel a little bit better when you're doing something.
Sure.
I recommend everybody get out there and volunteer. Also, Jane, I wanted to say that some good news. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw it in Georgia, but they had a record for the amount of early voting yesterday of 350,000 people.
Yep.
So that's actually good news, because on our side, we usually do vote early, and Republicans usually wait until the day of, because Donald Trump says, do not vote early. Do not vote early. So Republicans out there, if you listening to your, king, you know, listen to him. Don't vote early. Just vote on the day of the election.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. And like you said, Tom, too, there's still time to do stuff. Please don't just sit and be anxious and worry. You can still knock on doors. You can still make phone calls. Share what you know.
Yeah.
Share what you know about the constitutional amendment. And if you have questions about that, go to the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. They explain it there probably much better than I do. Share what you know with folks.
Share the experience you had last election where you had to find out all this information about amendment ballot amendments or amendment ballot measures that were pointless. Also, absentee in-person voting starts the 22nd of this month.
And I'm voting no on the constitutional amendment. You do what you want, but I don't know. I think a no vote
feels good.
It does feel kind of good. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief, Vice President Harris was on Fox News sparring with host Brett Baer on immigration.
You had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they didn't
the
bring up that bill.
I'm in the middle of responding to the point you're raising,
okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
Former President Donald Trump held a town hall on Univision. The Catholic Archdiocese of L.A. agreed to pay a record settlement in sex abuse claims dating back to the 1940s. CBS News' Amy Johnson.
If approved, the Archdiocese would make payments in 2025 and 2026, and it's on top of the previous $740 million already paid to other victims.
Texas lawmakers are trying to delay a controversial execution with a subpoena. Robert Robertson was convicted of fatally shaking his child. Professor Lori Levinson.
It's really unclear whether they'll go forward with the execution anyways, or whether a court will say that that subpoena has to be honored.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Six members of the Racine City Council are back after a short boycott. A change approved this week takes agenda setting away from the mayor and the clerk and puts it back in the hands of the council. The new system takes effect in about 2 months. A new public service announcement uses humor to spread the word about election security in Wisconsin. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald partnered with production house Blame Society to create a Star Wars parody for the election security PSA. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Darth Vader.
Close. It is I, Chad Vader.
Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says he was actually advised not to use humor when it comes to election security.
And I think it's important for all of us to try new ways to reach out.
Clerks across Wisconsin need the public to know our elections are safe. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld regrets saying it was the extreme left that killed comedy. He changed his position on his polarizing words and said they aren't true, according to Variety. Seinfeld appeared on Tom Papa's Breaking Bread podcast and equated his statements about political correctness in comedy to moving the gates on a ski hill, which barely made sense. Speaking of the filthy rich, if you haven't spent all your Christmas money already on autographed Bibles, gold hoop shoes, and cheap watches, Taylor Swift has announced that she will release new products before Black Friday to help people with their Christmas shopping and put a little walking around money in her own pocket. Swift will release an anthology edition of her latest album, Tortured Poets Society, on CD and vinyl, as well as an Eras tour book. The vinyl album will run you $60, but that price includes a 12x12 poster. It may sound tiny, but it's actually the perfect size for any tree fort. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with a light southwest breeze. Temperatures near 40 as we begin Thursday morning. By the afternoon, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. On Friday, a little bit warmer by a couple of degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Currently 35 degrees.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we will be talking to Margie Lowe, who is putting together an event for senior citizens tomorrow. It's going to happen in Waukesha. And she is a little irritated with politicians who seem that they don't actually want to talk to their constituents. So we're going to have an interesting conversation with Margie. I hope you will stick around for that. Also, just a reminder, this Friday night will be the debate between Senator Tammy Baldwin and California guy Eric Hovde. Our coverage here in Civic Media starts at 6:50 this Friday night. The debate itself begins at 7. Afterwards, we'll have analysis from the fabulous Civic Media team right after the debate. So again, that's this Friday night starting at 6:50, Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde. Delighted to have our next guest join us. It's been a while. Luann Bird is running for the 61st Assembly seat. Good morning, Luann. How is it going?
Oh, good morning. I'm living the dream.
Living the dream, working hard, knocking on lots of doors, I would imagine.
You bet. And swinging a lot of votes and making sure people have hope that we can make this world a better place and that we can change things. I think that's the biggest thing. Don't sit back. People, don't sit back. Just get in there, show up, get involved. And it's just so energizing to do that.
Well, and we've been talking about that too, Luann, how, you know, it's there's what, 20 days left, 20 days left before we go cast our ballots. And people are getting anxious. People are worried. Folks have a lot invested in this. But the best way, I think, to deal with this kind of anxiety is, like you said, is to do something.
That's right. Get involved. Our lieutenant governor said it kind of succinctly. She was hosting an event for me last night. She's nauseously optimistic. I'm in a constant state of butterflies myself, but it's feeling good at this point. I think we stand a chance. You know, the district has new lines. We have fair maps in Wisconsin, and I think that is just, it's a new landscape. It's a whole new ballgame because everyone's vote matters now, and that's cool. That's a cool time to be running.
Are you hearing that reflected from people that you're talking to, Luann, that they're grateful that the maps have changed and now they actually, I don't know, have choices?
Well, sometimes, but not, that's not their top issue anymore because we do have fair maps. But for Democrats particularly, they're very excited at the chance to flip the state assembly. And I want to make sure that they know that we can do that this time because there's 35 safe seats and 15 that are flippable and winnable, that are close. And the path to that takeover in the assembly goes right through the 61st Assembly District. So my folks are aware of how important this race is. And actually, we get support from around the country for people that look at this race. They say, hey, we got a chance to flip a state house. We have to keep Wisconsin blue at the top of the ticket. And we have to get Tammy Baldwin reelected. So it's kind of a 3-for-1 when you support my campaign. And of course, I'm out there, you know, they say down ballot matters to impacting the up ballot. I can't emphasize that enough because I am the one who's out there talking face to face to voters and every day. And so I'm the one identifying what is it that they value? What is it that they care about? And once we've established that, like if it's women's rights and 90% of the doors talk about that, then I can say, well, now how are you feeling about the top of the ticket? And that's the question. How are you feeling? Because there's just enough out there yet that are not decided.
Yeah.
And those are the people I want to talk to. So, you know, once we've established that women's rights is the issue, I can say, well, now you have a daughter, right? And I ran into one guy that was, you know, going to vote for Trump, young guy. I said, why? Well, the economy, it was, you know, easier to live back then. I said, well, that's true. But how are you going to feel when your daughter doesn't get her rights if he gets elected? And he said, you know, I guess I hadn't thought about that. And then I said, would you let your daughter watch him talk? And he said, no, absolutely not. And he says, I'm really glad you came by because I'm going to have to vote for Harris. So sometimes it's just helping them talk it through and realize that if this is what you value, this is how you probably want to vote at the top of the ticket.
Well, it's just so interesting, Luann. And again, I understand people's feeling that economically they were better off 4 years ago. That was pre-COVID. That was pre-supply chain disruptions. That was pre-many, many, many things. And now when you hear Donald Trump talk about his economic plan for a second term, which is all about tariffs, anywhere apparently from 100% to 2,000, to 2,000%, whatever number he likes that day, that would have drastic effects on the price of groceries, on the price of everything.
Well, that's true, but you have to have an awful lot of trust with a voter before they're going to listen to you at the door about that.
So sure.
Taking them on facts and figures like that, for me, isn't the best approach, but helping them see the bigger picture of, yes, prices were a little lower, but right now, I love it when like a Republican guy talked himself through it. He said, you know, he said the economic indicators that came out yesterday really show that we're moving in the right direction. And so if a Republican voter tells me that and he's going to vote for Kamala, you know, he had made that decision while I was at the door. Those are the things that I try to pull, help people process. You know, what is it? Yes, prices were lower then. But, you know, for right now, we're having a soft landing. We're not ending up with this huge inflation problem that we could have had. So that's more the way I approach people. What is it that they value? What is it that they care about? And have that conversation to help them see the bigger picture. But if they totally trust me, then I can say, well, now, wait a minute.
Sure.
Do you remember Trump took over the Capitol? And do you remember when he claimed his election? He still claims his election was stolen. Do you know how that hurts democracy? And then, you know, my three things are that. And, you know, he's a convicted felon. And I had one guy say, well, that's not really true. And I said, well, okay, let's just talk about it this way then. He slept with another woman while his wife was pregnant. And he says, well, that's just a moral issue. I said, but then he paid her off. And I had him. I had him there.
But it sounds like he's still going to vote for him.
I don't know. At least he was thinking about it now. Because it's like, you can go down that path and find out. We were just having a great debate at the door, a respectful and kind of funny and challenging, but we had trust. So I'm not totally convinced. He had young kids that he was going to vote for Trump, because I kept bringing that up too. You know, you're going to let your kids watch him talk?
Is that who you want your children to emulate? Is this the kind of behavior?
Right.
Do you want your child to grow up and behave like Donald Trump?
That's right. So I'm very, if people are thinking very, they're very nervous about what's happening, you can come to, you know, Luann Bird's like canvases. We'll team you up with someone and you can go out and talk to voters yourself, because it really does. It really matters. I have to tell you, though, my ads are out there now. This like Luann Bird can't sit back when she sees a problem thing. And so when you go to the door, I got friends everywhere. Oh, Luann.
That's great. Luann Bird is our guest. She's a candidate for the 61st Assembly District. Greg, you had a question.
She honestly answered it. It was because for me, it's always about the door knocking and the responses you get from people, those everyday responses from regular folks, because a lot of times, you know, they're not getting politicians or candidates knocking on their door, and they'll be surprised, and they'll be, and whether or not they vote for you, they'll be happy to know that someone cares enough about them to say, hey, not so much will you vote for me, but what's going on with you? Where are you at right now? And what could make your life better? Maybe I can help with that. You know,
how can I help that?
Yeah.
Right. How can I help that? I have to, another cool story happened this week. I have them every week, of course. And this guy was, I don't know what happened.
I think you just shut, you must've turned your camera off. There you go. There you are.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Radio.
I hit this gentleman, his name was Richard. He was on the street walking his dogs. And I said, hi, introduced myself, Luann Bird, you know, running for, and he says, you can keep your flyer. I'm a conservative. And I said, I'm not big on labels. I bet you that you and I agree on a lot of things. And so why don't you tell me what's important to you? And he starts sharing things like, okay, he says, oh, and then he saw that I was going to listen. Okay, so now he's got his fingers and he's got me. Like, number one, we can't have this border crisis going on. I said, boy, he says, I want people to come in. He said, don't get me wrong. I just want them to do it legally. And I'm like, yep, I totally agree with you on that. And then he talked about, what was the other issue? The, it's escaping my mind right now. So we talked about three or four issues. And I was like, yeah, I agree with you on that. That is something we should do something about. And then at the end of that, I said to him, so we agreed on all this stuff. Does that make me a conservative?
What
and
did
he's laughing. And then he shared an idea with me about insurance that I thought was a pretty good idea. So after we talked for a while, he finally said, okay, why don't you give me your flyer? And then he said, but wait, what about abortion? And he was really conflicted about that. He brought it up. And he said, I'm really struggling. My wife is very far left. So he's into the label thing.
Right.
He says, my wife is very far left and she's voting for you. And he said, I struggle with that issue quite a bit. So, you know, I said, so do I. It's a hard issue. I said, I just think that the government should stay out of a woman's, you know, decisions. And he's like, well, yeah, for sure. They should have access in the case of rape and incest and stuff like that. And so we finished that conversation. He says, well, give me your flyer. I said, okay. And then I was knocking on a few other doors and I come back and he says, hey, Luann, I got one more question for you. I said, so now I got a new friend. I can tell. She says, should the abortion issue stay at the federal level or should it be at the state level? So I know he's thinking about, I said, I think it should be completely out of it. The government should stay out of it. You know, should the government force a woman to have a baby at any point? Should the government force that? And then if they do, should they pay for it? And he says, yeah, I guess that's true. So then we, you know, parted ways and I said, by the way, Richard, are you voting for me now? He goes, I'm thinking about it.
That's wonderful. That's all you can ask for, Luann, right?
Talk to your wife, Richard.
But he's going to discount his wife. He knows his wife's opinions, right? So he's going elsewhere for some clarification, which is great.
Yeah.
I find it interesting, Luann, that, and we've got about a minute before we got to go to break, but there was this belief among some on the right that women were just going to let this whole reproductive health care thing, that wasn't a big thing. And it sounds to me like the vast majority of doors you're knocking on, that's a big issue. That is a big issue, right?
It's a very big issue. They bring it up. And if they don't, I usually do because I say I'm running because I want to get women's rights back. I care about gun safety, public education, and of course, doing something about the high cost of living. And so right there, if they're really far away from any of those issues, at least I know right up front, but oftentimes they're bringing it up. This guy says, I want my daughter to be able to make their own decisions. You know, he'll just come right out with that. What's your top issue? I'll say, and that's it.
Yeah.
Men and women care about this issue. And it is a hot topic. And of course, the cost of living is too. The rent has gone up and cost of, you know, groceries has gone up and utilities. So we have to do something about that. And I just tell him, well, here's my history. You know, when Phil was paralyzed, I got on the school board and got all that done. When we needed sewer, I got that done. And I just can't sit back when I see a problem.
We're going to continue our conversation with Luann Bird, a candidate for the 61st Assembly District. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond, 540 WAUK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Feeling short, feeling clear, feeling positive, feeling free and complete, like
good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Delighted to have our guest join us. She's a candidate for the 61st Assembly District. Lou Ann Bird is here, and you can go to her website, find out more. It's louannbird.com. And we were talking about this a little bit before the break. I love your when you pull the page up, Lou Ann, it says it right there. I can't sit back when I see a problem. And that's exactly who you are.
That's right. The biggest example, of course, is when my husband was paralyzed and we were on the playground upstairs and we couldn't get down to the event. He had just gotten out of the hospital and my daughter was just 5 years old, starts kindergarten, and we can't participate. And I just thought, parents should be able to participate in their kids' school. So I just stayed at that and until we made sure all the schools in Oshkosh were accessible by getting on the school board, joining the League of Women Voters, getting a committee formed. That's when I learned it feels so much better to take action.
Yes.
And to when you see a problem, show up, get in there. Don't complain to everybody else about it. That doesn't do you any good. It just brings you down, right?
Yep.
And it's the same with this election. I just couldn't sit back when they said to run 2 years ago because I knew I had run before and lost. I knew what it was all about. I also value democracy and thought we were in big trouble. So it feels much better to get in there and change things. As you know, I didn't just, after I lost the election, I just didn't sit back. I did podcasts and civic media was a part of that. I did door knocking for Janet Protasiewicz, and then I organized another group to make sure that we got school board members elected in my community that represented our values. So because someone introduced an anti-LGBTQ plus policy. So I didn't sit back. And the best part is you don't do that alone. Boy, I got a whole team of people now that are part of the Whitnall Resident Engagement Network who go to school board meetings. They write up the notes. They make sure the public is involved. So yes, I can't sit back. And neither can you.
That's right. This is incumbent on all of us to get involved, do what you can, and vote. Vote, vote, vote. Calvin, we have a clip. Lou Ann, you sent us a clip from, this is from a voicemail you received, I believe.
You play it, though. I got to tell you, they're hitting pretty hard with all these negative ads.
Calvin.
And I just wanted to share with you the impact that that has on voters in my district. And of course, they're calling me the cuckoo bird and, you know, bird brain and all kinds of things like that. And then they put my phone number on there and they say, call Luann Bird and tell her she's too extreme and too radical for us. And here's the kind of calls I get.
Calvin, play the clip, please.
I got some kind of a stupid message from some group, paid for group, saying that you're too liberal and too extreme and too dangerous. And I was just calling to say, keep doing whatever it is you're doing to piss them off. Have a good one. Bye.
Yes, Luann, when I look at you, I see extremists. That's exactly what that's exactly the first thing that comes to my mind.
You should be a little afraid. You don't mess with Grandma Lou. That's what I say. You don't mess with Grandma Lou. So yeah, there's a reason for them to be afraid. Because, you know, there's a very good chance that I am gonna flip the
Well, and let's go back to that with the time that we have left. What would it mean if Democrats could get control of the assembly? What would, in practical terms, what would that mean?
Well, first of all, we would be able to stop all those bad constitutional amendments because those have to go through the assembly right off the bat. And we're going to save taxpayer dollars because those all cost money.
Yep.
And they're not needed. They're just manipulating the process so that the Republicans can either win or manipulate or suppress the vote. So that's one thing. The other thing we can get, we can work on all that legislation that we need. And in 2 years, like women's rights and workers' rights and public education, that's a big one for me, having spent 10 years on school boards, that we can start to make sure that we're taking care of teachers and kids in the classroom, particularly in Milwaukee where they need it the most. So those are just a few of the things that I can't wait to get there with my colleagues. They're already picking seats for me and keeping my seat warm, they said. But it's going to really be fun to work on the things that voters in my district value.
And to actually get things done. I would imagine when you talk to folks that no matter what side of the aisle you're on, people are frustrated with the lack of action by Wisconsin's legislature and the fact that they are still sitting on billions and billions of surplus money when our schools now have to go to referendums.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them. A lot of schools, there's over 120 this election alone. And what troubles me is over 300 of them have had to go to referendum for just to keep their doors open. And that's not how it should be. We should be supporting education. And parents should be involved. Taxpayers should be involved. And not all of it controlled up at the state level.
Yeah, I think, again, it's very hopeful that we could actually see some change and see some progress for the first time in what seems like forever.
It would be nice to not have to talk about the continual thing, like all the money being held back, all this stuff. It'd just be nice to talk about other stuff.
Well, and talk about things that are getting done.
Exactly.
I don't know, on behalf of all Wisconsinites, I know that's a wacky idea.
Forward, not backward, right?
Exactly.
It's about time. We go forward in Wisconsin, not backward.
Luann Bird is running for the 61st Assembly District. Go to her website, support her, luannbird.com. We will get the link in our show notes. Thank you so very much, Luann. Have fun out there.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a couple
you to
weeks.
All your listeners. Don't sit back.
Don't sit back.
You can knock doors.
Get involved. It's on all of us. All right. Thank you, Luann. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.